But first up, all right, I am prepared to admit that this is probably not the most pressing matter for the new coalition government here in Victoria, but nevertheless, a pre-election commitment, and it is our job to hold them to task to ensure that they do commit to the promises they made when seeking to be in government. And it was, I think, in May last year that Peter Ryan made a commitment so bold, so spectacular, that it actually ended up in an ABC promo. To remind you.
From 3pm each weekday.
Have I heard right? This is ongoing policy to fund a search for the big cat.
Now,
why?
Cathy Bedford.
I think we should resolve it once and for all as best we can, and that's what I propose to do.
Might the Nationals be supporting a search for the
fairies? Yeah, no search for the fairies at the bottom of the garden, but Peter Ryan quite clear that the Nationals would, if they got into government, put to an end once and for all whether or not the big black cats or cougars or panthers, whatever they are, exist. And when we talk cougars, I don't think we're talking Elizabeth Hurley. Victorian Agriculture Minister is Peter Walsh. Minister, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Cathy.
Do you take seriously this commitment that was made pre-election?
Yes, we do.
So what are you going to do?
So I've talked to the department about this, and the first port of call, and they're going to take it seriously and do the work we want without throwing the bank at it. But the first thing is, I think, is to go and do a search of the reports, alleged reports of big cats, and just see if there's any cross-referencing where the most likely place is they may be. And then they'll sit down and work out how they can put in place a process to, as Peter Ryan said last year, prove or disprove it once for all.
Are you a believer?
I'm a sceptic. I'd say, Cathy, would be my best thing if the cats did come out with the American Army in the Second World War as mascots. They'd be fairly old cats now, I think.
If there was a male and a female, you know what they say about those cougars, Peter.
That's probably true.
Mm. So what would it take to prove once and for all, one way or the other? I mean, there are certainly plenty of stories, plenty of anecdotal evidence. To prove once and for all, categorically, that they exist or they don't, what would you need?
Well, that's something that the department will give us advice on. I noticed in the papers this morning that the big cat websites had a record number of hits over the last 24 hours. So obviously there is a lot of interest out there. So let's sift through that information and see what needs pursuing and what isn't worth pursuing and do as we've committed.
And I think you'd be well aware as a country-based MP that a lot of farmers do take this issue quite seriously because they think that it's impacting on their livestock, that they're losing livestock to these big cats.
And there is very good photo evidence of animal kills that have obviously been done by a very powerful animal, and that's the starting point as to proving or disproving this belief.
You said you weren't going to throw the bank at it, but any significant search or research is going to come at a cost. Is there any money budgeted for?
Well, talking with the department, they will do it within department resources. There's no need for additional budget allocation. So let's just work through it systematically. The best way to do things is usually just take it one step at a time and do it systematically.
Earlier we heard a suggestion that perhaps in the past there'd been a government cover-up. I'm not suggesting conspiracy yet, but you got any thoughts on that?
I think that's fairly far-fetched, Cathy. I wouldn't support that theory that there's ever been a government cover-up on the fact that there was cats and no one wanted people to know about it.
Might not be good for tourism in our national parks and state forests.
I don't think that's the issue. There's been no reports of any human attacks or loss of life or any threatening events at all about tourists. So I think that's a fairly long boat.
Okay. I'd advise caution on how you answer this next question. I wouldn't normally say that to a politician on this program, but would you like those who have stories to tell to get in touch with your department?
They'll probably jam the switchboard, I think. Probably jam the switchboard. So I think, as I said, there's been a huge increase in the number of hits on the website about big cats. If people have something in particular they would want to report, I would suggest they actually put it in an email or put it in writing so that can then go into the system.
All right. Well, can you keep us posted?
I will, Cathy. And we will do this, and one way or another there'll be a conclusion.
We look forward to hearing it. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Gabby.
Victorian Agriculture Minister Peter Walsh, and it is all a little bit, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? And, you know, his Mr Walsh's media advisor said, surely that's not your big issue of the day. And yes, there are far more important issues, but it's an interesting one. And a lot of people do believe, a lot of people have seen it. So we will keep an ear out. We will keep on that one.